Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 5, we were talking about the flexibility that God gives Himself to decide when to build up or destroy a person, a kingdom. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You can have confidence when you live according to the Word of God. Tell yourself in every temptation that comes into your life, everyone, just say to yourself, God is here. He knows exactly what I'm doing. He knows exactly what I'm thinking. I will give an account how I exercised my free will in this matter. My friend, always be aware of the presence of God. Now take us to verse 28. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Now, somebody may say, well, isn't that different than the word euphorsin in verse 25? Well, eu is a prefix to the word, and it is a conjunction. That is, it is the word and. Pharsin is the plural ending. Verse 28, Daniel used the singular form. But nonetheless, it's divided. The kingdom is now turned over to the Medes and Persians, just as God said it would be in Nebuchadnezzar's dream in Daniel chapter 2. It is divided in that the arms and the breast of the silver were to take over from the kingdom of gold, which was the head. You see, my friend, empires, they don't stand by human might and technology, by bombs and missiles. Psalms 9, verse 17 is very clear. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Jeremiah 18, verses 7 through 10 says it this way. God says, at what instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now, we look at our own country, we say, oh, look at America with all of her technology, her bombs, her defense, and all the superiority she has. Do you think that God cannot bring her down even in a day? God can. God can. And I believe that if this country doesn't repent from its wicked ways, God will. And God will do it. He'll do it even before the rapture, if the rapture doesn't take place soon. I firmly believe that. Now, it may not happen before the rapture. But I do know this. God judges the unrepentant. And then we see in verses 29 through 31, all things are fulfilled, as Daniel told to Belshazzar. Verse 29 says, then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with the scarlet, and put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Well, Belshazzar kept his word to Daniel, but living for pleasure riches, or whatever, your attainments are but a blip on the map of eternity. Too many people place God on the back burner in order to have attainments in this life, be it family, riches, or whatever. And they do it at the expense of God's call and God's work. As Dr. Rice wrote, "So little time, and the harvest will be over." My friend, what have you and what have I harvested that has eternal value? We each must answer that question. My friend, learn to think in eternal terms. Have eternity set in your heart. And that takes us into verse 30, where he says, "In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. While all this was going on in the banquet hall, the Medes and the Persian, their army, had entered the city, and they were progressing towards the banquet room. They were killing and destroying all the way there. They had diverted the Euphrates River, and then they came in under the wall on dry ground." As stated earlier in this chapter, the Babylonians saw the digging, but they thought they were just trying to build a mound. They weren't worried about it. They'd handled that before. The soldiers and the city are celebrating. It's a religious feast, and perhaps even the soldiers on the walls are drunk. So they think they're safe. They're too involved in pleasure to think about defense. And too many people today are too involved in pleasure to think about their soul. But the day comes when your soul is going to be required of you. Today, there's a mad pursuit for worldly pleasure. There's the craze for sports, uncontrolled eating and drinking, and a false sense of security that's built on our economy and our military. But my friend, those are bad things to trust in for deliverance. And that is the spirit of Babylonianism. It started with Nimrod in Genesis chapter 10, and it's going to continue until the return of Jesus Christ. This world is not on trial. It is lost, it's condemned, and it needs a Savior. Belshazzar rejected the Savior and was slain. And it's well to note that Revelation chapter 9, verse 13, and chapter 16, verse 12, show the kings from the east will come by the way of the river Euphrates. That riverbed will be dry again someday. And this time, it will allow the armies of the Antichrist to pass by. And so in verse 31, it says, "And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old." Well, Darius the Mede takes the kingdom being 62 years old. Perhaps hearing the story of Daniel, he will later make Daniel president and over the other princes in the kingdom. Now, for us today, Darius is retirement age when he begins his rule. But Daniel is probably about 20 years his senior. And so, we see two men that are older who are getting the job done and bringing down the work of God, the Word of God. Daniel does it for the Lord. Darius, or Darius, is doing it for the world. God uses both. God used this man of the world to bring about the destruction of Babylon. Now note the word "took" in verse 31. It carries the idea of taking something given to you. Darius received a kingdom from Cyrus, the king of Persia. Now remember, it was a dual kingship. It was Medes and Persians. So we see government and we see religious worship in this fifth chapter of Daniel. We see it combining many religions into one. And under the guise of government, this religion is gathered in their banquet hall, rejoicing, unaware that there is one coming to destroy. There is one coming that will have complete victory. Revelation chapter 17 and 18 speak of the religious political Babylon and tells us how she'll be destroyed and the Antichrist will have her put down. And we see today nearly every government is involved with that Babylon that Revelation 17 and 18 talks about. Because that Babylon in Revelation 17:9 is near that city of seven hills or seven mountains. That religious city of the old empire. Which city meets that description? It's the city of Rome. And isn't it interesting that every government, just about every government, has an ambassador to the Vatican? And more causes and activities today are being done in the ecumenical spirit, trying to bring the religions of the world together and with the help of government. And those religions that will not be a part of them, then they must be eliminated. They must be persecuted. They must be destroyed. We see that already in action. However, for the Christian, we must remember James 4:4, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Now it's that simple. And one day in the tribulation, this religious Babylon is going to be destroyed because of its sin against God. "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." Oh, yes, there are many churches today. Many people that are going to the contemporary route. They're going to the ecumenical route. They're going to the blended worship route. And God calls His people, when the church goes that way, to come out. Because that's where judgment's going to hit. Christian, you need to question yourself and say, am I just religious or do I want God's righteousness manifested through me? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.